the entire economic team, all the way up to President Xi Jinping himself, talk very specifically and clearly about financial risks as gray rhinos and how they can tame them. Now, to be sure, China and the U.S. have very, very different systems of government, which affects what they're able to do or not, and many of the root causes for their economic problems are totally different. But it's no secret that both countries have problems with debt, with inequality, and with economic productivity. So how come the conversations are so different? You could actually ask this question not just about countries, but about just about everyone. The auto companies that put safety first and the ones that don't bother to recall their shoddy cars until after people die. The grandparents who, in preparing for the inevitable, the ones who have the eulogy written, the menu for the funeral lunch, my grandparents did, and everything but the final date chiseled into the gravestone. But then you have the grandparents on the other side who don't put their final affairs in order, who don't get rid of all the junk they've been hoarding for decades and decades and leave their kids to deal with it. So what makes the difference between one side and the other? Why do some people see things and deal with them and the other ones just look away?